Hi, it's Mike, it's McColgan here. Oh no, it's 12:35 p.m. on Friday the 19th. Oh, just heading through the park. I've got my binaural mics in, so you might get some wind noise, but I've got my big shaggy hat on with the furry ears. Hopefully I'll keep most of it out. It's beautiful now. It's beautiful sunshine, mostly blue sky. Still loads of cloud about in the area, though. But on the way up the town, oh my God. Driving from the west into my back by the time I walked up the town, my jeans were soaking through. So I had to spend quite a bit of time in and out of stores to dry my trousers off before heading back. Wind has definitely swung round and coming right off the north now, so it's bitter cold, but at least it's not snowing anymore. The snow didn't last. We've had two or three of those mini blizzards this morning already. Just it's so cold, but it's nice in the sun. I thought I'd talk about, after doing a trilogy on what Christmas meant and means to me now, I thought I'd do an audio on what I think of Christmas now. Not what it means to me, but in general terms, since I haven't done that and several others have. Modern day Christmas, when you hear, see people and what they get up to for Christmas and the money that's spent, I have to say, it's gone too far. It really is. Now, I'm generalising because there's a lot of families out there, or people, individuals, who don't have money to spend or to throw at, because I think that's pretty apt term, throw money at Christmas, get ourselves into serious debt when the bills come in, and your gas bill and your electricity bill comes in at the end of January, February, and at the same time your credit card bills all start rolling through the letterbox, well, actually with a big thud. I'm not saying we've never done it in the past, but not to the extent that people do nowadays. Seem to spend so much money, and it's not just on Christmas itself, that is, in buying presents, overspending for presents for loved ones or friends. It seems to be a real craze now to have parties, works parties, that are just the massive. I mean, one I heard of last night, my wife told me that it's actually her niece, one of her nieces, off by taxi from Hartle to Grangemouth. A taxi down to there and back. I don't know what it would cost, but return journey is probably going to be about 40, 50 quid. For a works night out. But it's not the only works night out, because it's where she works, there's two or three different ones, and she's got herself into to all of them. And it was £60 a head for the Christmas dinner. £60 a head. Now, you haven't bought a drink or anything else, and you haven't paid for transport, i.e. a taxi or a minibus. And to me, that's just damn crazy, £60 a head. I mean, okay, I'm living, possibly living in an older age, as it were. I don't mean my current age, but I mean in the times when I rear the family. That's £60. Now, I just think that's bloody extortionate. How can you eat £60 worth of food? Okay, you're paying for staff. If you're having Christmas and Christmas dinner, or say Boxing Day or Christmas Eve, I can understand that. But this was just the other night there, so surely goodness, they're not paying staff double and treble time for normal working hours, and it's still £60 a head. But not only that, and what I'm going to tell you does not just apply to her nieces, it applies to their friends and their friends' friends and even their parents to a certain extent. Both the nieces had just been tangled yet again. Another home visit for another spray tanning session to keep the tan on their bodies in the middle of the winter. and everybody else is white up here. After that, it was the hairdressers getting the hair done again. And then the nails were getting done. I just had to stop and look there. A girl that I've seen jogging yesterday just run past me in the park. And she's out jogging in this weather with a skimpy top, and she's rather well endowed. She's very fit and trim, and she's jogging along with her earbuds and her headband and the top end of her all to the world to see virtually, and jogging in this weather when everyone else, including the mums and dads and the kids coming back from school, unlike me, are hacked up. Where's Richard Hubbock? All one word. Anyway, so nails done, not just gelled or whatever they do, but the wee diamonds on board. Then last night both of them were off for a massage, because that's what apparently they're doing, her friends are doing, for before Christmas, to go to another town 9 miles away, in fact it's further for them, to get a massage. So tanning, hair, nails, toenails, massage, new dresses for every occasion. It's just crazy. It's a fortune to spend. And then they'll be booking in for a show. They'll be booking in for whatever Christmas outings they can get to. It's just crazy. And I say this isn't just applying to both nieces. We hear so much and we see so much people doing similar things. I mean, you can't pass a nail bar now, but people are in getting all these wondrous things done to themselves. And tanning saloons are busier than ever. And if it's not tanning, it's a tattoo. And this is all before spending a penny on actual presents. But some of the stuff I've seen people buying, some of the stuff we've heard, even from neighbours and friends around us, that what their children, when my neighbours are all our age or above, and talking about their children and what they're buying their children, in other words, that's the grandchildren, what the parents of the children are actually buying and putting aside and hiding away in their granny and granda's places so that the kids won't see them. Horrendous money! I mean, Christmas is Christmas, yes, I know. But it's gone beyond that now. And could have said this a number of years ago, by the way, that it's no longer about Christmas. I'm not going to go down the religious route, although I am a decent living Catholic, Christian Catholic, believing in Christ, so Christ Mass. That's what it's supposed to be about, not Santa Claus. If you ask kids now, well, I wouldn't say they'd all be like that, but in generalisation again, if you ask kids now what happens at Christmas, you'll get the usual answer. Santa comes and brings loads of presents. Yeah, but what else happens? What else happened? Don't know. But it's true. We've lost the whole idea behind Christmas. And the whole idea behind it was, at that time, to celebrate a special birth. But at the same time, to celebrate that by being extremely, or more neighbourly than you were through the previous year, to gather family and friends to you, or visit them, at least on this occasion, and be together to celebrate the fact, or celebrate the actual festive of that day. And of course along came Santa Claus and reindeer. And now you get cards in with robins. I guess I'm kind of drifting into the things that really annoy me about Christmas. But if I stick to the materialistic, the consumerism, the secular world that we're living in at the moment, not just at Christmas but throughout the year, but particularly at Christmas, it's getting beyond a joke. It really is. Hi, Paula. So much money being spent, so many people getting into horrendous debt, or just blowing the whole wad over expenditure on food and drink. If you look at some of the adverts on television just now, it tells the story, doesn't it? I haven't seen an advert yet where an ordinary family is sitting around the table having ordinary food. Whether it's for Tesco, Asda, Morrison's or Lidl or whatever, I haven't seen an ordinary family yet sit down around a table. Every family that I've seen is massive. It's like 20 people or 40 people, and it looks like a Victorian, not a Victorian banquet, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, one of those banquets from way back in yesteryear, with a, you know, a roasting pig over the spit, a turkey that weighs 340 pounds, alcohol, my God, alcohol. Have you seen what people are spending on booze? You know, yeah, well, look, we've got 12 bottles here. Maybe we should just get another 6 just in case we run out over, you know, Christmas period. Wait a minute. The shops are only shut on Christmas Day. They're open Boxing Day again. It's madness. It's utter madness. Putting yourself into debt over food and drink. What happened to the humble dinner at Christmas? Yeah, we all like something a bit fancy, and there's nothing wrong with that. But nowadays it just seems to be that unless you've got a suckling pig, a 40-pound turkey, a 20-pound chicken, half a side of venison, every possible starter and sweet dessert, and of course, the biggest and massive selection of wine and booze that you can have, and finish off with cigars, port and brandy. And that's women. It's just, oh my God, you got to laugh at it. I mean, because it's consumerism gone mental. I remember a number of years ago, and I don't know if this is still in existence, but they used to have, I think they actually had it in our parish once, I haven't heard of it since, but I did hear of it in some of the cities where churches, I happen to walk backwards here, so I'm going to fall over someone, churches had a feature where you put your name in a hat for a Christmas dinner, and the Christmas dinner was a reasonable amount, not extortionate, but within the hat, as it were a few tickets, or a few raffle tickets, that were for the pauper's dinner. So in other words, if you drew one of those tickets, if you drew one of the other tickets, you got your meal, and you had a rare old time with everyone else. But if you got one of the other tickets, you paid the same amount of money, but you were served the pauper's dinner at the Christmas table, alongside everyone else, who's having the good stuff. And it was to basically teach and impress on people, you know, that not everyone at Christmas is sitting down to a fabulous meal. Thank you. And it was supposed to be that those that sitting round the table with the paupers, as it were, would look around and say, well, wait a minute, do I really need that other, you know, chicken leg? Do I really need that other mincemeat pie? And the ones having the pauper's meal looking at those, the other people around them saying, you know, the pauper's meal's not bad. I mean, it wasn't garbage food, but it was a very, very basic meal. And say, you know, I'm glad I done this, because it's made me realise that this extravagance at Christmas is ridiculous and it's not needed at all. And so strike a healthy balance next Christmas with the family, and for those that had the big meal, to reflect on the same manner and say, we didn't need all that next year. So these two, the paupers and the, I don't know what you'd call the other people, the lucky ones, would hopefully and spread the word that it's not needed, you know, this opulence is not needed to settle down. And that's basically only for food and drink. What about the presents? Well, the only people that's not going to
throw money into Christmas are those that don't have the money in the first place, or those that are more than sensible to say, no, enough's enough, call a halt, and keep that money, keep that extra money for the new year. Do something nice with it, a little holiday or some other treat within your own country, a weekend away for the family or for your loved one. But cut the extravagance in every manner. Unfortunately, I'm not sure that'll ever happen again now. But I do wish that people, pardon my case, I do wish that people would Christ, I'm trying to find out who's making all the noise. It's not me. Birdies. If you're going to celebrate Christmas, then we have to assume you're a Christian, whether you're practicing one or not. To at least think about that. And please, please, if I could ask anyone, everyone, it's just a pet hate of mine's, not just mine's, but my wife's and her family's and many other people, is please don't say Xmas. What does Xmas mean? Extra is okay. Extra large, XX, large, extra, extra large t-shirt. Xmas? Come on, please. If you're going to send someone a Christmas card or a gift or an email or a moon pig, whatever, please don't put Xmas down. It doesn't mean anything. It's a pagan version of Christmas and it means absolutely zilch. And it's so offending to Christ and Christmas. So, there you go. My thoughts on the modern Christmas day. Yeah, bah humbug, Scrooge. No, I'm not. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.